When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, July 23rd. Some breaking news for your Jacksonville Jaguars right ahead of training camp, you know, getting out on the field there on Wednesday. Tyson Campbell, Jaguars cornerback, former second-round pick in 2021, Trent Baalke's first draft class as the Jaguars general manager, just got paid. 4 years, $76.5 million. That is just over $19 million per year. Great deal for Tyson Campbell. He was entering the final year of his rookie deal. Now he is locked in through 2028. Very exciting times for the Jaguars and for Tyson Campbell. Obviously, he's going to be fired up to get that bag. A guy who has earned it, in my opinion. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like the hat I'm wearing. It's also the final day to pre-order our Welcome to Duval Prepare to Get Hit shirts. You can become a channel member. Support the channel even further here on YouTube by becoming a channel member, getting access to some cool perks, including discounts at genjag.com. So, Tyson Campbell, when healthy, 2022, 2023, was excellent on the field during the regular season and the playoffs for that matter in 2022. Tyson Campbell really developed. Back half of his rookie year, started playing some really good football in 2021. Then in 2022, brilliant season for Tyson Campbell. Like, he was, you know, among the very best young corners in the league that year and really a top 10 corner bar none. He played excellent. And then in 2023, he was entering another big season, was playing well. And then he got injured, tried to come back from injury, did not look like the same player. Wasn't always put in the best positions to succeed, in my opinion. And you saw that from a lot of the Jaguars defense down the stretch in 2023, which is one of the big reasons why there's a new defensive coordinator in town. So to me, Tyson Campbell has proven that when healthy, he is a very, very good corner. He's now the seventh highest paid cornerback in terms of average per year. And that's exactly how he was viewed following that 22 campaign into 2023. He was playing at that same level, you know, top 10, right around top 7, top 8, before getting injured last year. That's the type of player Tyson Campbell has become. He's long. He's physical. He's extremely fast. Runs in the 4.3s. He's a smart football player. He's hardworking and confident. And I think the one thing you've seen from all the extensions the Jaguars signed this year and the players they've brought in via free agency, the big names, you know, Eric Armstead, Mitch Morris, etc. These are guys that football is their passion. Like, they are working extremely hard, diligently. Like, it's in them. It's in their DNA to bust their ass for their football team. And Tyson Campbell's no different. He's absolutely that type of guy. And I will say, you know, as much as I love Tyson Campbell, and I said months ago I would sign him to an extension, along with Andre Sisco, Campbell still does have some things to prove as a pro, right? Like, he needs to be able to stay healthy, which he did in 2022. Played extremely well. He wasn't able to do that last year. Obviously needs to be able to stay healthy to be able to earn this deal, and he does need to grow in certain areas. I still think getting his head flipped downfield, flipping that head, getting his eyes on the football down the field and locating the ball. He has grown in that area, but he needs to continue to get better. He does. I think that's fair. But there are so many things he does well. So many things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Squeezing, you know, on the boundary, it's so impressive. Like, his ability to use the boundary as a teammate when you've got receivers trying to beat him down the field, that's a really good trait that Tyson Campbell has, right? Like, he's able to squeeze you up against the sideline and not give you any room to breathe, not give the quarterback anywhere to throw the football. When he's at his best, he does that at a really high level. I love the physicality he brings to the position. This is a guy that is never, ever, ever going to back down when you've got wide receiver screens, running backs trying to hit it outside on outside zone looks, right? Tyson Campbell comes downhill and makes plays on the football. And I think that that is a huge part of why you should be fired up for him. Like, it's not just the fact that he's got great length and great speed and is sticky in coverage and difficult to complete passes on and really denies so much of what quarterbacks are looking for in an open receiver. It's also about his mentality, his willingness to come downhill and play physical smash-mouth football. I think man coverage in general, he can continue to grow in that area, and I think he will. It's a 24-year-old player. He just turned 24. But he's got all the tools. He's shown he can do it at a very high level. If he has a good season, he probably would have earned more than this on the open market next year. And the cornerback market hasn't really been booming out of control lately like some of the other positions. But this is a guy that just turned 24 in March. Going to be entering his prime. I think if Tyson Campbell has the type of season in 2024 that he did in 2022, he's breaking that $20 million mark. So I think it's a good deal for him because it's not like he's taking a hometown discount, but it's also a good deal for the Jaguars because in a couple years, this deal probably will look really strong for the Jaguars. I think it already looks fine. Practically, looking at this contract, there will definitely be a team out either after the 2026 season or 2027 season. But at that point, my guess is this deal will look great for the team, and they might even be looking to renegotiate something by that point in time, especially if it's 2027. It's either going to be a two-year or a three-year out. That's how the Jaguars operate. That's how most of the league operates. We will see where all the money is and the cap hits, all that good stuff in the coming days. You can bet that the way this contract is written, it's going to be most advantageous for the salary cap because Shad Khan is willing to pay out as much as he can to help his football team operate within the boundaries of the rules of the salary cap. But, you know, the Jaguars, they put a stamp on it here with Tyson Campbell. Whether you agree with it or not, the Jaguars said, Tyson Campbell, you are our franchise cornerback. You are our number one corner. We believe in you. And I think that a big part of this for the Jaguars, from their perspective, you know, Trent Baalke, Doug Peterson, et cetera, comes from his work ethic. Obviously, his traits they love, his practice habits. He dominates in camp. He is a lockdown player in camp. We're getting out on the field tomorrow, right? When you've seen Tyson Campbell on the field the last couple years, Trevor Lawrence doesn't test him all that much. And when he does, he usually doesn't end well, right? Tyson Campbell is a damn good football player. Again, what people are remembering, in my opinion, right now is an unhealthy Tyson Campbell. Go back and look at when he was healthy, and you're going to see a lockdown corner. So like I've said, I would absolutely have signed Tyson Campbell this offseason. I would have also tried to sign Andre Sisco. I don't think that's the direction the Jaguars are headed, but huge offseason. Signing Trevor Lawrence to a massive deal. Signing Josh Hines-Allen to a massive deal. Now Tyson Campbell. I'm here for all of it, y'all. Very excited about the future of this franchise. Would love to know what you think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjag.com/shop. Get some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.